Everybody. I'm so excited to be here this morning to preach to you guys the most simplistic, childish message ever. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Bless him, Lord. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Wow.
And I'm aware of others that have to go through bad things. Because he's there, and the only one that can get you through is God.
Amen.
Yes. Whew, praise God. Well, like I said, this is not a theological or a deep theology message. If you will, I don't know. Scott said this would go along with the song. It will. I don't know who told him the message. No, I'm just kidding. I want to say this though. Thursday morning, I was riding across the mountain. I go over to our master's camp every Thursday morning and preach to the guys in recovery, and they come here once a month on the first of the month. I was coming to a place where I was stopping, and God spoke to my heart and said, in a verse of a song, I'm good at hiding, but I'm not good at seeking. And I was like, oh, yeah, Lord, that's cool. And I drove a little bit further, and he said, hide and seek is the game that anybody can relate to. He said, I've used it in analogies in preaching over the last 10, 12 years, but I've never preached a whole message about it. And this morning God said, preach hide and go seek, because everybody can relate to hide and go seek. From the youngest person to the oldest person. From the richest person to the poorest person. To the person with the most trouble or the person with the least trouble. You know what hide and seek is. Everybody's played hide and seek in this room. Amen. I was thinking about Sarah and Mason. A couple of years ago, she was doing VBS or something, and they had come to the church, and I was in my office, and I was working, and Mason came in, and Sarah didn't know it, but she was participating in a game of hide-and-seek. And Mason said, I'm hiding from Mom. So then he did something kind of strange. He climbed up underneath my desk while I was at it, and he's laying there, and he's going, so I put my best game face on, and Sarah walks in and goes, have you seen Mason? And I went, you know, and I tried to give her one of them stern pastor looks, like I'm studying or what are you doing bothering me? I went, she's like, is he in here? I'm like, because I didn't mean to bother you, and walked out. Looked all over, and Mason's squirming and doing the thing, and I'm like, stay still, you got it going on. So then finally, you know, she comes in and there's a leg sticking out, her arm sticking out. She's like, I can't believe y'all are doing this to me. It was a good game, you know. But anyway, that's hide and go seek. In a nutshell, everybody in here's played it. And God gave me this great message. It's very simple. But I want to tell you this, Jesus took simple things and made them complicated where anybody can understand it. This is a message on a shelf that everybody can reach. But the problem with that is when you leave here, you're going to be accountable for it. And you'll be able to understand it. The first game of hide and go seek goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden and in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? God and Adam played the first game of hide and go seek. Adam put on his camouflage covering and hid from God. And from that day forward, every person in here has been playing hide and go seek with God. God was seeking and we were hiding and covering. The great thing about God is He sees you. He's good at the game. Amen? He asks questions like, "Where are you?" Not because He doesn't know where you are, as He wants you to resonate in your mind and heart where you are. Where you were and where you are. There's many people that grew up in this church, that church across the street, and this church right here, that are out there and they're hiding. And God asks them on a regular basis, "Where are you now?" Amen? God's good at the game, and we feel like we're good at it. I've thought about, when we was getting ready for this message, about all the different ways that I played hide-and-go-seek over the years. And how I play it, and how you play it, and how God plays it. God's different at how He sees hide-and-go-seek. Amen? I was thinking about this in Luke 19:10. Y'all don't have to run all over here with me. If you want to make notes and go back later, you can. Or you can race me to the Scriptures if you wish. But I've got a lot of marks, so I'll probably beat you. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. In a good game of hide and go seek, you got to find out who's it. Do y'all know who, you know what that part is, who's it? Remember, you get tagged, you're what? You're it, right? Y'all like that one? You're it. Over the years, God has used some people. He's used prophets and apostles to be it. The prophets were all right. What one scripture says in the New Testament, I sent prophets and apostles and you destroyed them. They weren't good at being it. Not everybody's good at being it. Golly, Bob. If y'all keep being stuck up this morning, this message ain't going to go well. You know what I'm talking about. When some people got to be it, you looked at them and went, "We all getting on base now. We're all going to make it to base." Well, sometimes God would pick apostles and prophets, and a lot of people wouldn't get caught. Amen? But in Luke 19:10, this was written. It says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus became it. Well, let me say it this way. Jesus has always been it. But when He came and become a man, and His ministry started, there was a great announcement. I'm it. And I'm coming for you. And God's been coming for you ever since. And I know we like to make these things up. Say, well, what about these people? What about those people? And what about the people in the third world country? And what about people in Africa? What about people in Australia? What about the what about the tribes that nobody can find? That sounds better to me anyway. I don't know about them, but I do know one thing. You're sitting here today. Amen. I do know how many times God has come to you and said, "I want to save you, and I want to change you, and I want to find you." He comes to seek and to save that which was lost. I love that verse right there, where it's at. That was where Zacchaeus climbed up in a tree. That's a pretty good spot, wasn't it? God seen him right away. Zacchaeus, come down from there. I want to come to your house. Amen? He seen him right away. God's good at spotting, ain't He? Well, He is the seeker. He is the one who's it. And He's been looking for you. And you came and you try to hide from Him. You try to put yourself in weird places in life. And He keeps coming and seeking you. Jesus is fast. Do you know that? He's fast. He don't look like He can run, but He can. Because I've run as fast and as far as I could from God. And guess what? When I got there, He was there. Amen? Yeah. He's good at your hiding spots. Because some people in here, you thought, well, if I get in a certain place, He can't find me. He'll find you at the bar. He'll find you at the club. He'll find you in your basement. He'll find you in your recliner. He'll find you just about anywhere. He'll find you in a good relationship. Did I say it that way? I should have said bad. No. Because some of y'all, man, you finally get the relationship you want. You finally get the job you want. You finally get the things you want. And you realize, wait a minute, I'm still not satisfied. And Jesus will be sitting over there. All that'd be good if you'd put me in the, if you'd add it to the, all that. I'm the one that satisfies. Amen? He's it. And he's good at being it. Amen? He's the best it there ever was. Amen? I love when he goes to counting. And he goes, coming to look for you. Amen? Right? It's scary when he first comes for you, ain't it? You know you can't get away. But he keeps coming. I started thinking about some other people in this. And let's talk about these people. When you play hide and go seek, I hate these weasels right here. I've been one of them. I played every kind of hide and seek there is. The people who hide just a few feet away from the base. You know what I mean? You've been that person. Don't be so judgmental. Right? It's that person in Matthew 18, 20 says, where two or three are gathered, I'll be in the midst. The base is church. That's what I made it today for this message. The base is church. And some of us, if we're not careful, we play games with God. Kind of like the people, the Roman soldiers that were at the feet of the cross and they were gambling over Jesus' outer coat, his vesture. They were playing games while Jesus was dying on a cross. There's some of y'all that are playing games while Jesus is dying and trying to save you. Amen? But it's those people who they hide right away from the base. And as soon as the person's doing the hide and go seek, they start walking away. That little person jumps out and runs over and grabs hold of the base and says, I'm free! I'm safe. I'm on base. I notice this, and it's kind of like the way it is in church. You feel safe in here. And you feel like, well, I made it to church. Everything's okay. Well, you can come to church and feel like everything's okay, and everything ain't okay between you and God. And God looks at you. Can I take some liberty? I'm taking a liberty of preaching hide and go seek on Sunday anyway. But, you know, I've been it before, and you take that first couple of steps because you want to catch those people, you know. You got a little game plan going on in your head, who you're going to chase, who you're looking for, what you're doing, you know. And you take that first few steps, and all of a sudden you hear that guy or that girl, I'm on base. And you just kind of look at them. You're like, right? You just look at them and go, not even waste my time. I'm not saying God ain't going to waste your time, but let me say this. If you're always going to be pretending with God, God can't deal with you if you're being fake and phony every time you come to the house of God. If you act like you're going to search me, act like you want him, act like you're seeking him, act like you're involved, and all you're doing is playing a game, and you're just showing up at the same place and saying, God, I really ain't changing. I'm just going to play the game. Just going to show up. I'm good. I'm good. Some of y'all every Sunday, I'm good. I'm good. You were angry and bitter and mad and hurt and your sins got you destroyed, but you're just standing on base, holding on to it. And you'll do little weird stuff like jump off base. Y'all ever played hide and go seek? A real good it? I wasn't looking for you anyway. Woo! I've got an idea who I want. Amen? Are y'all in with me? Are y'all in on this hide and go seek? You better be, because God give it to me and it's good to me. Amen? Some are playing the game. Go to Matthew 27 if you want to. Matthew 27 verse 35. Some are playing the game. No, I didn't. John 8 verse 28. These are these ones I want to go. John 8, 28. John 8, 28. Then said Jesus to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. And he spake these words in verse 30, and many believed on him.
Jesus just sat down and said, one day I'm going to be lifted up and I'm going to draw all men unto me. And there was a bunch of people sitting there listening. And you know what they did? They believed on him. They simply just went like this. We believe that. And they surrendered and got saved right there. We believe that. You know who I compare these people to? The really bad hiders and the really slow runners. Are you good? I'm just being honest with you. I'm just kind of preaching this way God give it to me. You know the people when okay, Charlie, stick with me. Hey, all right. The counter turns around. He turns around. He starts counting 1, 2, 3, 4. The really good, fast hiders, they start taking off. And then they start seeing the really slow runners and the really bad hiders hiding in spots that you're like, that ain't going to work. That's a little bitty rock and you're a big, big person. Amen? You're hiding behind a tree this narrow and you're not narrow. Oh, y'all good? Are you all right? And you just see them in different places. And you know that's not a good place to hide because you're hiding behind one little thing right there. And as soon as you get spooked and take off running, you're very slow afoot. Come on, some of you slow runners. You knew it when you were hiding. If they catch me out here in the middle of nowhere, they're going to run me down. And we laughed. The really fast runners, I've been both in my life. I've hid behind small things and was a big boy. I've been slow in my day. Amen? But guess what? God doesn't play hide and go seek the way we play it. Because sometimes we think the person who's slow of foot and gets caught real quick and hiding in places that are not very good hiding places is the weak one or the bad one. God says, no, that's the one who has the most faith, the person I love the most and are seeking the most and are better in the eyes of God than the person who can hide in the best places and run the fastest. Amen. God says, I like it when you don't run and hide in bad places. And run from me so far, so fast. Your testimony doesn't seem as powerful, but to God, it's amazing. Amen? It doesn't look as cool in the church realm sometimes. What happened to you? Well, when I was about 7 years old, the conviction of God fell on me, and I came to the altar, and I got saved. I've never done drugs. I've never been a prostitute. I've never stole anything. I've never lied. I've done some sin, and I still struggle in some areas, but I'm not really that big of a sinner. I mean, I'm just not that big, that guy that's done everything. And I feel kind of like my testimony really don't count. And in the opposite world of God, God says that testimony is greater than any other testimony that there could be had. Y'all don't like that kind of preaching, but it's absolutely true. Like God loves it when you surrender early and often. You got me. It don't look cool. It don't look like everybody, man, you ought to heard the run that he had. No, I was hiding in a really weird place. I'll give it to you this way. I was hiding in church. About third row back. I was in the floor. I had some games. Me and my buddies were hanging out. But this day was different. God came running after me. Not only was I a bad hider, he come and got me real quick. I didn't even make a run for it. Next thing you know, instead of running from him, I was walking to him in full surrender, and I got in the altar, and I surrendered to God, and I've been saved ever since. My story's not powerful or great in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God, he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Thank you that I didn't have to run you into the places that I've had to run some. Amen. Then I want to speak to the cool kids. Oh, you hide and seek champions. There's Bigfoot. And then there's you. Amen? You get it? Bigfoot is the ultimate hide and go seek champion. Some of y'all gonna meet me after church and be like, I really believe. Don't. Don't. I ain't got time for you. That's a whole nother prayer request. These guys are the fast ones. They are. As soon as the it turns, as soon as God turns us and starts counting, they light out. They outrun the slow-footed ones. They are so, and they are laughing. Oh, they're never going to catch me. And they hide in cool places. The slow-footed person, oh, come on, y'all got to get with me. The slow-footed bad hiders, you're sitting there and you're in your little spot, you know, and you look over and you see that dude scaling the side of a barn. And you're like, whoa, that's awesome. I'd never do it, but that's awesome. There ain't nobody going to find him up there. Right? And you always had that one kid who had the moves. It wouldn't matter. You couldn't touch him in a telephone booth. You know what I mean? Some of y'all need to know what a telephone booth is. I'll explain after church. I just thought of that when I was saying it. They're so fun, and they look so cool. Oh, man, especially early when you're 14, 15, 16 years old, it's the really cool ones who can hide in the best places and run with the greatest people, amen? And everybody's jealous because, man, do you see the way he flips his hair? Some of y'all knew what I was saying. Oh, look at her. She's so perfect. Man, she don't have to do anything, and she's perfect. I bet she wakes up in the morning, and perfect is who she is. I bet her breath doesn't stink in the morning, amen? She's so perfect. Her hair never out of place. Man, it's amazing who she is. She runs so well. And her parents, man, she's got cool parents. They don't care when she comes home. They don't care what she does with her friends. They never check up on her. They never get on to her. It seems like, I mean, she's like hiding in plain sight. It's like he's hiding in plain sight. No, man, I wished I was them. At certain places in the game of hide and go seek, you want to be the person that's really cool and really fast and hides in really good places. But I hate to tell you, life takes a change. I don't know when it is, 25, 26, 28, 30, 35, but I know it takes a turn at 40. And when you're still running and hiding in some of the places that you was running and hiding in when you were 16, 17, and 18, it ain't cool. It's weird. Amen? It ain't awesome. Nobody's wondering, man, how cool it is. They're wondering, how's he still alive? How's she still making it? What a hard life. It reminds me of Luke chapter 15 when the prodigal son was laying in the hog pen, hid on all the right places. Hid in all the right places until he ran out of himself. And he finally said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of running. I'm sick and tired of this. He stands up, drops the pail, jumps the rail, and hits the trail back home. Daddy says, it's the only place in the Bible that's recorded that God ran. As soon as he started coming to his way to the home base, the seeker runs to him. Amen. Even the ones that hide the best and run the fastest, it's awesome when they get found by God. Amen? Amen? There's one more group of people. Y'all ready? There's one more group of people. I love these people too. They're kind of weird. I'll use this scripture right here. Jeremiah 8 and 20. Y'all all go with me to Jeremiah 8 and 20. Are y'all all right? Is everybody still breathing? Amen. Four of you are breathing. Good. Jeremiah 8 and 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. This is that person. I've only been this guy once. But I've seen this guy or gal a couple of times in my hide and go seek career. The seeker looks and looks and looks. The base people come right back to base. The bad hiders, they get caught. Then finally the wild child, he comes running in. But then there's that one. The game's been over for hours. You're all inside drinking cocoa. watching TV, hanging out, laughing. Huh? There's that one. Went three properties over. Amen? Dug himself into the deepest, darkest hole there was and never moved. I think I just hit a chord there. Never moved. Heard the voice of God. Heard the message of God. And maybe even seen him go by a couple times. Seen other people come. Some surrendered real quick. And then he seen some of the ones that used to run with him until he went so far out. They got saved too, and he'd say stuff like this: God, I can't believe they caught her. I can't believe they caught him. But they ain't never going to catch me. I ain't moving. I ain't leaving my spot. And all of a sudden he's noticing he don't hear no more running, no more jumping, no more shouting, no more you're it, no more I got you, no more hallelujah, no more praise God, no more this, that, and other. He walks out and says, what's going on? What's happened? The game's over. Summer's passed. The harvest is over. You're still not saved. You're still not saved. You waited too long and hid too good. You heard the message. You knew who Jesus was. And you know he sook for you. But the game's over. And there's this thing that I keep coming back to when I think about this. See, Jesus, he plays the game differently than we do. Just a little bit of differences in there, here and there. Usually, when you play the game of hide and go seek, it starts like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, till you get to about 100, and all of a sudden you turn and you say, God don't do it that way. God waits to the very end when the game is over. And he says, ready or not, here I come. And some of you are sitting under the sound of my voice. You're saying, they've been saying that for years. But I hate to tell you this. They've been burying people every day since you heard it the last time. Amen. And let me tell you something else. When God finally does come back, there's going to be a lot of people saying, what about me? What about me? I wanted to. And God will say, I sook you. I sent for you. I begged you. And I tried to save you. But you stayed hid too long. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Let's all stand as they come get a song. Are you playing hide and go seek with God this morning?